This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and as we've been talking about this morning, Prime Minister Scott Morrison stopped by the Clare Valley yesterday to, I guess, sit at the Garden Festival, but also talk energy deals with Premier Stephen Marshall. I'm joined by Dan Vanos Pelikan, Minister for Energy and Mining. Dan, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Jordan. Busy weekend and a terrific announcement yesterday with the Prime Minister.
Of course, you were there for the announcement. What exactly is this deal between state and federal governments?
Well, it's a bit over $1 billion, $660 million from the federal government, $422 million from the state government, to partner on very important energy transition work. We are leading the nation and in many ways leading the world at the moment with our transition to clean renewable energy. We're determined to make sure that as we transition, we make prices, cost of electricity for customers fall and reliability improve as well. So we're working hard on that, and it's really good to have the federal government come on board. This money will go towards interconnection, hydrogen, carbon storage, new building standards for government-owned buildings, demand management options, you know, batteries, grid-scale batteries, as you know, we've got all around the countryside, and home batteries, and electric vehicles as well. So we're doing everything we can to look at a whole suite of options so that the transition to cleaner energy is actually good for customers as well.
You mentioned hydrogen. Does that mean the federal government are also interested in seeing that develop in South Australia?
Yeah, they definitely are. And, you know, all of the states have an interest in hydrogen, some of them in different ways. Our focus is on green hydrogen, using our abundant sun and wind energy to put renewable energy into the conversion process to create green hydrogen. But all the states are interested, and there's a bit of competition there. But, you know, part of this deal is the federal government making sure that there's very strong support for South Australia. We've got the project down there in Tonsley, southern suburbs of Adelaide, which you might know about, putting hydrogen, 5 and then 10% hydrogen into 700 homes through the normal gas reticulation network. And perhaps more exciting for us is the H2U project that's being developed for Port Bonython, which would be a very large 70 megawatt electrolyzer for domestic consumption and also for export. So we would be exporting hydrogen to Asian countries from Port Bonython.
Of course, talking about Port Bonython in the Whyalla area, of course, something else that Scott Morrison touched on while he was in SA was the situation around the steelworks. As the Minister for Mining in South Australia, what are your thoughts on this situation?
Yeah, well, look, there's no doubt that there are challenges. I mean, for any one of us, if you had a mortgage for your house, as almost all of us do, and the bank that was lending you the money went broke and you needed to scramble around and find another bank to lend you the money, that's akin to the situation that GFG is in. So, you know, Mr. Gupta says that they're very optimistic. They're close to doing deals. They've got two key organisations that they're very close to doing deals with. So there's reason to be optimistic on that front. But probably from my perspective, Jordan, I'm even more optimistic because of the great work that the people in Whyalla have done. When GFG got the steelworks from Arium 5 years ago, it was in all sorts of strife, operationally and financially. This is now a business which makes money, and full credit to every single person who works at the steelworks for their contribution to that. You know, doesn't matter whether whatever your job is, all the way through to the key senior leaders, they have turned this steelworks into one that operates well and makes money. That's why I'm very, very optimistic that there's a strong future for the steelworks in Whyalla. And it's not only about Whyalla first and foremost, but Upper Spencer Gulf, South Australia, and you know, the products from the Whyalla steelworks are going into projects of national significance in other states. So they need our steel as much as we need to have an operating steelworks for the jobs and local economy.
Was there a sense from the Prime Minister that Australia would do what they need to do to make sure that the operation does continue?
Well, look, I did speak with the Prime Minister, and I spoke with Federal Minister Angus Taylor as well. I'm not going to go into sort of the specifics of a quiet conversation to be fair, but let me just say that all through this process, because you know this has been going on for a couple of months now, my engagement with the federal ministers and the company has been positive and supportive. We all recognise how important the steelworks is to Whyalla and, as I said, South Australia and Australia.
No worries. Well, Dan, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Anytime, Jordan. Thank you.
As Dan Van Os-Pellikar, Minister for Energy and Mining on the Classic It's Breakfast.